man. So right here where we're at, right across the street from us, that church right there, that's Zion Chapel AME Church. And that church was originally where Hiram Revels became United States Senator in 1870. And the church was built in 1858 for the Presbyterian Church here in Natchez. They sell it to Zion Chapel for $7,000, and Zion Chapel has been there ever since. And again, that's where Hiram Revels becomes United States Senator, out of that church. Right over here, this yellow building that you all see right here, this is the site of the Rhythm Nightclub Museum. And this is where on April 23rd, 1940, 209 black people died in the second deadliest nightclub fire in American history. That night they came to hear Walter Barnes, who was a famous jazz musician from Chicago, play here in Natchez over on that site. And people died from smoke inhalation, trampling, burns, and suffocation after they had boarded the windows up, boarded the doors up, and there was a one-way in, one-way out exit, and they decorated the building with Spanish moss that had a pesticide called Flit. And Flit was very flammable, and so people again died from those conditions, smoke inhalation, trampling, burns, and suffocation.
Why did the fire start?
So someone lit a match and walked out of the Rhythm Club, and the fire started in the front of the building and spread it all the way to the back of the building.
No one survived?
A couple of people survived. There was probably about three or four people who are still alive who survived that fire, and I know two of them don't even live in Natchez. No, it's not. It's actually, no, it's not open. It's not open. No, if it was open, I would have took you over there. And so, again, that's where that fire happened. And when we go to the Walking Street Cemetery, we'll get a chance to see where the mass grave of the people who died in that fire are buried at. And right here where we're located at, this is where the 1968 Natchez riot happened. So after a shooting downtown Natchez occurred, African Americans got upset with what was going on with their conditions here in Natchez, and they began to shoot out the stoplights that were right here and began rioting downtown, which led to 2 to 3 days of rioting where the state National Guard had to come into Natchez to bring peace to Natchez after that. The African-American community had rioted St. Catherine Street, Main Street, Franklin Street. And Charles Evers, who was in Los Angeles at the time, was called to come from Los Angeles to come and, I guess you would say, calm the riot down. And this led to Tony Byrne, later that year, being elected to mayor, as he promised to end segregation in Natchez. And the process of segregation began to end for a 20-year period until about 1988, when he was not elected as mayor of Natchez no more. So, and then in 2004, we had our black mayor, Philip West, who helped change a lot of things for the African-American history and culture in Natchez. And then we have over here Robert D. Mackelson Son's funeral home. And this is the second oldest African-American funeral home in Mississippi. Founded in 1898 as Bluff City Undertaking, they changed the name to Robert D. Mackelson Sons in 1950. The Mackels are direct descendants of the first black mayor in Natchez by the name of Robert Wood. And Robert Wood served as mayor of Natchez from 1870 to 1874. Any questions?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If we don't have any questions, we'll